Mittwoch. Ibn Siman Tzadi Zayin. We're up to Sif Yud Beis. Hopefully tonight we'll do more than just Sif Yud Beis. We'll cover a couple of Sifim here. So far we had basically the Issa to be Mamashkin Yanela going to somebody's house. Then we had a Nisi Yanela take somebody's Kleya Chonefesh, Rechaim Verechev. And later on tonight, Mitzvah Shem, we're going to see the next lav, which is the Yanela to take any Beged Almana, Yanela be a Mamashkin for an Almana. But right now, we're still in the middle, we're still holding right after Kleya Echonefesh. Comes along the Mechab in Sif Yud Beis and says the following, Imhu ba'atzmai mishkanoi, if he himself went and was Mamashkin, doesn't say what, but was Mamashkin something, either means any Mashkin, or he was Mamashkin Kleya Chonefesh, but he did it himself, so regardless, he's Be'ivah Nissa, because even not Kleya Chonefesh, the Mal was now let it take by himself. You need a Shliach Bezin to do that, but if he himself did it, Chayv Lahagzaloi, he's Mechuyiv to give it back, Elim Kain, unless HaMamashkin Gizba Hegdish or Gizba Anim. Unless the person who's taking it is a Gizba of Hegdish or Gizba Anim, which we'll see as a special Heta. Now let's continue with the Ramah, because the Ramah really qualifies what the Mechab is saying. Hagav V'hainu, what are we talking about? So the Ramah seemingly says, V'hainu Dafka Klei Eichon Nefesh. We're talking about Klei Eichon Nefesh, needs a beer, but we're talking about Klei Eichon Nefesh, that if you've been, who bats when you were mashkin the Klei Eichon Nefesh, or Yechai, if you did something wrong, still you have a chiv to give it back, the Havi Kamai Shliag Bezin, it's the same dinim of a Shliag Bezin who didn't do anything wrong, but he has a chiv chazara, l'chari b'shas malacha, so too this malva who did something wrong is still going to have a chiv b'shas malacha. We'll see. Aval mishkanoi ha-malva shar dvarim, but if the malva took other items, even though the malva was over in the lav, what he did. He doesn't have to give it back till he's paid up. So if he took Klei Eichon Nefesh, seemingly Ramah saying, you got to give it back, b'shas malacha, just like a Shliach Bezdin. Now, Shliach Bezdin also now let take Klei Eichon Nefesh, but whatever, that is a din to give back. But if it's something that the loiva doesn't need, it's shar dvarim, then he's allowed to keep it. It's a shtickle kasa here, but if you look in the sma tightens up the mechab a little better. Look at the sma of cotton yutes. When it says chayiv lahagzeloi, what did the mechab mean? Chayiv lahagzeloi pish b'shas asiyas malacha. You're talking about b'shas asiyas malacha. B'klei Eichon Nefesh k'mashkasa maram the ramo azeh b'aga. The dini balabais who k'mashliak bezdin the koinami azeh. Fine, it's going back on board. V'zeu shakasav, and that which Ramah says, da'ainu klei Eichon Nefesh, lav dafka klei Eichon Nefesh. The Ramah doesn't mean that we're talking about where you're over the lav of klei Eichon Nefesh. El ratzulay makalat tzarech loy, makzulay beis tzarecha. Klei Eichon Nefesh was just a mashal, maybe perhaps a not such a great mashal, it's a slip, a sugar delishna here, but it's a mashal of something that the loiva needs. So it's Klei Eichon Nefesh, something that he needs, his Eichon Nefesh he needs. So then you have a chiyuv to give it back to him, b'shas malacha. But if it will be shar dvarim that as he doesn't need, then you won't have to give it back. You can hold on to it till this payment. But be'etzem, we're not talking about Klei Eichon Nefesh. We're talking about any mashkin that the malva himself helps himself to, which he's now allowed to. He's even Issa Deraisa, so we be Paskin. The Malv is never allowed to be Mamashka, not inside, not outside. He needs a Shliach Bezin. He did it himself. He was over the Lav. Still, he was over the Lav, but he's allowed to hold on to it, and he has a Chiv to return it. The Chiv, the Chiddush Akra of Hashavas Ovid, is applicable even when the Malv is over in Issa, and he has a Chiv to give it back for Shas Malacha. And if the guy doesn't need it, and there's never Shas Malacha for the Loiva, then he doesn't have to give it back. He'll hold on to it till he gets paid.
Aren't we making a distinction in the number of previous seifim between Klei Eichon Nefesh and other things? And here we're just eradicating that distinction?
We're saying Lagabi Hashavis HaOvid, there is no distinction. What the Ramah and the Mechab is trying to say, according to the Sma, is just like on a regular mashkin, if a Shliach Bezin takes a regular mashkin outside, he did nothing wrong, Lechatchili was allowed to do it, there's still a Chiv Chazar of Hashavis HaOvid, Hu Adin, if the Malva helped himself, so he was over one lav called Lei Savoy, and Hu Adin, if he helped himself even to Klei Eichon Nefesh, or he's over even a second lav, still, there's a Chiv Hashava of Hashavas Ovid, like every other normal mashkin would have. Even a mutadika mashkin has a chiyuv Hashavas Ovid. So to these mashkinim, these isurim that he was over, still he's still subject to the chiyuv of Hashavas Ovid.
What's the difference between the two?
I could have said that maybe on these lavim was never chal the din of Hashavas Ovid. Maybe. Either A, you'd have to give it back immediately right away because you got to give it back immediately like we discussed, which is the Shitas HaRambam, and the Goyim want to say it was even a Mechab in Siv Ches, not like the Mechab in Siv Vav, he wants to make it a serious Mechaba, good, or you could have said maybe the other way around. So you keep it forever. There's no Chiyuv HaShavas HaOved. But Bekitzer, what the Mechaber Ramah is trying to tell you now is that the Chiyuv HaShavas HaOved, that Chiyuv is applicable no matter what. No matter how you got to the Mashkin, Beheta or Be'issa, you still have the Chiyuv HaShavas HaOved.
Once you give it back, you can't take it again because you go over the Issuim again.
No, once you give it back, you could take it again. Why? Because once you took it the first time, whether kidin or shalak kidin, you already have a kinyan in it, so it's now it's yours. So now when I'm taking it back, I'm not taking the loivis chafetz, I'm taking back my chafetz, the chafetz that I already have a kinyan mashkin in. I just gave it back to him that he could use. I was a lechati tzedakah, I was mekayim mitzvah tzedakah, but it's my mashkin already, I have a kinyan in it.
But if you say yod lo mahani, then you wouldn't have a kinyan in it.
Oh, if I would have said yod lo mahani, but we don't go like that, right? We hold that. Even Pashas, we go like that, like the Rishonim, Ramban, Rashba, many Rishonim that avada the Chiyuv HaShavas HaOved, the mitzvah was on all mashkins, like the Mechaber Ramah is trying to tell you now. So, Mamela, you never have the Din Yoved Loi Mahani, because here's a Gili HaKra that is Mahani, that you only have to give it back Beshas Malacha. That's good for what the Mechaber is trying to tell you. And that's the Chaya, even though the Ramah have maybe a poor choice of words, if we could say chulila like this, such a thing on Ramah, maybe trying to be koyel, even kleyach nefesh, but certainly we're going back even without kleyach nefesh, we just mean b'shas malach. That's how the sma touches up. And it's mukhak like that. Even the goyin l'chakil didn't want to learn like that, but at the end of Sivkot and Chav Hei, he proves it, because the Maccabi says, Elon ken hamamashkin gizbe hegdish or gizbe ranim. What do you see by a Gizbe Hegdash Gizbe Aniyim? What we see by a Gizbe Hegdash Gizbe Aniyim is that they don't have a Chiyuv HaShava. They're not in the parasha of HaShavas Ovid. And we'll see in the Sma why. Well, it doesn't say. But yeah, there's no parasha of HaShavas Ovid for a Gizbe Hegdash or Gizbe Tzak. We're going to see. Well, but I'm just there's no parasha of HaShavas Ovid. So Mamela Zok de Goyin is like Bishloim, if we're talking about Stam, the basic fundamental Chiyuv HaShavas HaOved. So then we find in Shas a chilik between a stam malva and a malva of a gizbe hegdish or a gizbe tzedakah. But if you're telling me that the chiyuv here to give back would have been the Rambam Shita, and that is that komadam rakman lo zavid yavid loim bahani, and if you took a kleyach nefesh or you did a be'issa, you went inside, you did it by yourself, you weren't supposed to, and it's loim bahani, and you got to give it back miyad right away. You can't even hold it on to Shas Malka. You got to give it back miyad. So why is a gizbe hegdish better? If he did a be'issa, he has the same Yavad Loi Mahani, and he would have to give it back right away. We never found anywhere a chilik between a gizba and a stam person b'negeh to the other lavim. We only found a chilik b'negeh to the chiv hashava. Hashava sa'avit. So akokok, we're talking about the chiv, the fundamental chiv hashava. I mean, without it, avada Yavad Loi Mahani, but good. But now that I have a pasik, I have a right to hold on to the mashkin, even though I took it shalayke did. I have a right to hold on till I give it back, till the Shas Malacha, and the Gizba Hegdish, or Gizba Aniyim, is Nismayit from the Chiyuv HaShavas altogether. And Mela, they're allowed to hold on to it forever, whatever, till the Shas Parayin. That's the Chayr with the Goyin Shpaz, even though he started off not saying like that. This is Pshat in the Mechaber Ramah, even though, like I said, it's not great wording, but that Lechor is Pshat. All right, let's go, what's Gizber? Why is a Gizber different? Look in this massive cotton chav. And the Sma says, Gizba Hegdish, da Gizbar, a filu b'shas malacha in tzarech lagza. A Gizbar doesn't have to give him back even b'shas malacha, because there is no din of HaShavas HaOved said by a Gizbar. V'haynu, im higdish manu lebedek habayis ulayinim. What is the case? It's very important, Rabbi Yisai. The case is that a guy decided to give a nedava to the Beis HaMikdash, to bedek habayis, or he pledged a nedava to tzedakah to aniyim. And what happened? He didn't come through with his pledge. He didn't pay it yet. So what happened? Mishkanaya Gizba, and the Gizba decided to take a a mashkin, a security against that pledge. The gamhon and state over here that he's not mechiv to give back. He doesn't have a chiv hashavas of it. Why? The gamha aniyim mishuchen gavaya kazachu, because even aniyim is like they're getting mishuchen gavaya. And what's that help? V'leishayik b'hu mashenema b'hashavas of it. The pasuk that teaches us hashavas of it says v'leiti yatzadakah. V'leiti yatzadakah is going to have a mitzvah tzedakah by sharing or returning the mashkin that he already made a kinyan. He is rightfully his. The ma'alva had a right to it. He made a kinyan in it. And he's giving it back. Nevertheless, he has a inyan of tzedakah. V'leisi yetzedakah. Habasha lagabi gevaya, but lagabi gevaya gives behegdish or gives banim, lo shayik loisi yetzedakah. We don't need this patek. Right? Loisi yetzedakah when he gives it back. Shekala tzedakah shalayhi. All the tzedakah is the reina shalalam. So therefore, the Chazal have a drush over here to the Mimayit that for a giz behegdish, for the reina shalalam, doesn't pass the parsha of loisi yetzedakah. Shekala tzedakah shalayhi. So it doesn't pass this parsha. Memela, he doesn't. The Rebbeinu Chaim Kivayachol doesn't have a chiv hashavis ha'ovit. So if he does, it means a gizba hegdish that represents the Rebbeinu Chaim, or a gizba anim with mishukan gavay kazak, which also represents the Rebbeinu Chaim, they don't have the parasha of hashavis ha'ovit. It's a gzeris hakasav, which we learn now from loisi yitzadaka. Okay, but what we see here is that everybody has a chiv hashavas ovid, except for a gizba hegdish or gizba aniyim. So if a person is a gabay tzedakah and he has a pledge, lamaisa, and he has a pledge, or someone who may be extended to a gamach, if they're lending out money only to aniyim, if it's set up like that, and this money belongs for the tzarech aniyim, and he's a gabay, he has a right to take a mashkin. Major heta. He has a right to take a mashkin, because he's being a mashkin, what? Against the money of tzedakah, or gamach. If you have an apotropos and a gamach, and he's lending out only to anim, and it's a miyucha to anim deka money, it's doka deka money, so if a guy is late on payment to the gamach, the bala gamach has a right, with lechayri coming out from here, the bala gamach would have a right to take a mashkin, and he's not... good, you're right, 100%, I'm saying wrong. Not that he has a right to take a... He doesn't have a chiv chazar. If he takes the mashkin, I stand correct, if he takes the mashkin, he will not have a chiv hashavas av, he doesn't have a chiv chazar to give it back b'shas malacha, because for him, doesn't have the pasha of hashavas av. It's mishukun gavay kazachu, but laisi tzedakah doesn't pass by the Rebbeinu Shalalam, and my mail, everything's good. Okay, that's...
What is veloti tzedakah got to do with the need to return it?
Because that's what the pasuk
in
the
he needs it.
The Torah said that when you have a chiv hashavas avid, the Torah says why v'loisi yitzedakah. So the Gemara that you see that the inyan, the fundamental inyan of giving back somebody's mashkin b'shas malacha is a tzedakah dike inyan, and the Rebbeinu Shalom shakala tzedakah shalai doesn't need this, and mameila he doesn't have a chiv hashavas avid. The loiva still needs it. Right, the loiva still needs it. That's right, but there's no chiv on such a malva. The Rebbeinu Shalom doesn't have such a chiv because the whole chiv is predicated on the fact that lo yisi tzedakah, and the Rebbeinu Shalom doesn't have that chiv.
Kala tzedakah. Why should that enter
in? That's the Chazal's drasha. Milanu Gadol miChazal makes such a drasha, the teaching of the Pasha, and Mamela, that's the drasha, that they don't have a chiv hashavas of it. I just want to take apart here, a problem here. I don't want to spend too much time on it, because it's really not our sugya. But the story was, the example that the Sma gave for this is, somebody pledged money to Bedek Abayis, or pledged money to Tzedakah, and on this, the Sma says, comes along this mitakra and says that a gizba doesn't have a chiv hashavas of it. The Pella is that what would be if he wouldn't be a gizba hegdesh? If it would be a regular malva. Let's say somebody pledged, so to speak, Reuven pledged money to Shimon. It's not Tzedakah, it's not Bedek Abayis. He pledged money to Shimon. It was a pledge. It was not a halva, it was a pledge. So then, when Shimon goes along and takes it, there will be a chiv hashavas of it, and that's why you need a mita akra by gizba. Frekt many achreinim, what's going on? In such a case, there is no issa in the first place. And if there's no issa, what, then there's no hashavas of it. The issa of going into somebody's house, of taking his mashkin, was said to Loisasha Bereka, it's only when you have a halva, and lebeisa yata nichnes, or lebeisa shal areif, and if it's going to be schar etu chaveiro, everything is said later on in Sif Yudalit. If it's schar beisa, schar bemta, schar keilov, mutu la mashkinoi, velikonis lebeisa la mashkinoi. And so, u, bechein lebeisa areif, you're allowed to come in, you're only now allowed to go into a base shel loiva. But if he's not a loiva, you're allowed to go into his house to take a mashkin.
What about by a chen b'ni?
Hakovis kanos, again, if it's not loiva, then you're allowed to go in. We discussed it.
If he makes it like a remember we said if...
If he's zokven olav b'milva, if it's zokven olav b'milva, then we have a problem. That's correct. But if it's not, 1 second, you're right. Hold on 1 second. But if it's, yeah, I hear what you're saying. But let me just realize the kasha. But if it's not zokven olav b'milva, if it's anything but ahova, it's mutter to take. And hu adin, if it's mutter to take, it's mavu in the tour. Hu adin, there's no chiv hashava. The tour says it later on. So fekta achreinim bechagana that a guy made a pledge, then. Even a stam person is mutter to take, and if it's mutter to take, he doesn't have chiv hashava. So why do we need a gzeris hakosif to say that a gizbo shal hekdesh or gizbo shal anim is different? Who cares? Even without his din of a gizbo, he's allowed to take it, and he has no chiv hashava because it wasn't ahava. Right. So a guy made a pledge. But I never borrowed money. I made a pledge. If it's not a ahava, then it's not subject to this pasha.
If somebody would be a lawyer from a Satchik and Mach, then the halacha would still be correct, right? It's just that the
correct, but I'm saying, so what is the sma? I have no problem why Chazal made the drasha, why we need the drasha. I have a problem that the sma says the drasha is, for an example, someone who's hikdash mana labeda gavais laniyim, that lechayri doesn't work. So Zok. Sorry?
He says, I'll give you money. Is it more than his deeper, or is he owes mammonis?
The guy says, I'll just give you something, it's deeper. Nothing. But if let's say it's Mishkai Bikinin, to give, so then it's Chal. But it's still not Ahava. So you're still allowed to take it, and you have no Chiv HaShava. So then, Lechayer, this is the case. He pledged Mana Beda Gavais, which is Chal. But what's going on? Why do you need a Mi'at HaKrov? That is no Chiv HaShava. It's not Ahava. If it's not Ahava, what's the problem?
As a fact, wouldn't it be considered like an Ahava in a sense that when you make a pledge, there's an obligation which now you haven't fulfilled?
I can give you many obligations that you haven't fulfilled. You hired a worker and you never paid him. You never fulfilled the obligation? No problem. You let it take a mashkin from the guy. You rented a house, you didn't pay. You have an obligation, you didn't fulfill? No problem. I'm allowed to take your mashkin. V'chena, it's not an every obligation. It's only when it comes from Ahava. We're going to learn Mi'at Hashem later in Sefer Dalet. It's only by Ahava. So if this doesn't come from Ahava, so what's the problem? There's no Chiyav Hashava. So the Minchas Pitum says that he holds that the case is talking about a different case. He says the case is talking about where the gizbor lent money that belonged to Bedek HaBayis. He lent out the money. He lent it to Shimon, and now he has a right to take a mashkin in Shimon. The problem is that a gizbo is not allowed, 1 second, is that a, very good, is that the gizbo is not allowed to rent out Hegdish's money. He has no right to do that. Teretz is talking about, the Gemara makes in the Kimto, that somebody pledged Avonim Hamusiris Labinyin, that's not chalad in a shame Hegdish to have Mila and these things, but still belongs to Hegdish, and that money, the gizbo has a right to lend out, and on that state in the pasuk, the other Mechiv, Hashavis Ovid, on such a bashkin. That's the Kimto that Minchas Pita makes. We're talking about Avonim Hamusiris Lehegdish, and Mamela, that's not a problem. And Memela Zakta Minchas Pita, I'll prove to you that it has to be such a case, because he says, like your Kasha, he says, if we're talking about real Hegdish, and the Gizba lent out the money, real Hegdish, then you're going to have another problem. Then you have a Mila issue. What happened to Mila? You'll have other problems going on here. Right? If a guy, not only that, I'll say further, if the Hegdish takes the Mashkin, let's say he lent out even stam money. Let's say somehow you commercialize he lent out to the guy. And now the Hegdish takes the Mashkin against it. And now there's a Kinyan, Hegdish has a Kinyan in that Mashkin, just like a regular Mava would have a Kinyan in that Mashkin. If a regular Mava gives it back, it's considered tzedakah. He's giving up of his own money. If the Hegdish, the Gizba, would like to give it back, or there's a Chiva Shavasa of it on the Gizba to give it back, he'd be giving back something that Hegdish already has a Kinyan in. So if the loiva will now use a bishas malacha, the loiva would be oiva mi'ila. So Zokta Minchas Pitim, you don't need a chiddush hakra to tell me that he has no chiv to give back such a mashkin. Of course he has no chiv, because it would be mi'ila. The loiva is now allowed to use such a mashkin. El ha'koch, must be talking about this interesting case, avonim ha'musiris labinyin, that there's no mi'ila in, and doesn't have a chalois hegdish on it, memela the gizba has a right to lend it out. A major akimta that Minchas Pitim makes because it is kasha. Many By the way, Rabbi said many achronim yes as kash and they blab shre. But this is the akimta the Minchas Pita makes. The problem is it's very nice akimta, but the problem is that this halacha of the Ramah that Hua didn't by Gizbaraniyim. This is coming from the Sefer HaTrumas. And if you look in the Sefer HaTrumas, Sefer HaTrumas says, what's the case? Exactly like the Sma. Someone was Makdish Mana Lebedek Abayis Oy La'aniyim, and of them stated, the Gizot doesn't have to give it back. So his time is not on the Sma, his time is on the Sefer HaTrumas. So good, so you have a kash on the Sefer HaTrumas. What is Sefer HaTrumas talking about? Of course, you don't have a Chiva Shavas Ovah, because it's not Machmas Ovah. Okay, it's a good kash, but it's not on the Sma. The kash is now on the Sefer HaTrumas. And but the last prayer, Lechay, you have to say what Doylem was trying to say before, is that it was talking about a case, Zakman Alav Bemilva. He pledged Taka money, and as the pledge alone, you wouldn't have a chiv to give it back. You're right, because it's only a pledge, it's not a Machmas Tahava, but he was Zakman Alav Bemilva. He, let's say, pledged three times, and now he made a chejmah, he tallied it up. Oh, he schnodded geld for that aliyah and for this aliyah, and now he made now he schnodded $300 worth of money. Memela, the Zakman Alav Bemilva. Now there would be, if it would have been a regular mava, there would be a chiyav hashava of them shaitin the pasik, that for a hegdish or for aniyim, there is no chiyav hashava. All right.
You still would have a problem with the other kasha, Mila.
You still have a kasha of Mila. Yes, it means if you have a kinyan mashkin in it, right, what do you do with the Mila? Correct. That they want to say, other terutzim nachreinim, Maimonim Masil wants to say that to the extent the Torah was mechayiv to give back the, if the Torah would have been mechayiv to give back the ovet, b'shas t'shas malacha, then that's mafkiyah to the Mila. Because the Torah is saying that you hegdish have to give it back during the times that the Leiva needs. It means that's takhilu, there's like a shutfus in this chayfitz, the Leiva deserves it b'shas malacha, and the malva has a right that the kinin mashkin in it and keep it shalai b'shas malacha, but to the extent that you have a chiv to give back b'shas malacha, so the leiv is sort of b'didei, he's being mishtamish because he has that right for b'shas malacha. It's a chiddush. Sorry?
The person has money, do I have to return it?
No, you only have to give it to a nani. We're talking about to a nani.
By gizbir, by hegdish is one thing, but by aniyim, why is he
garfum
different to
Avani? I mean, why is the Gizba Ani, if he has Mois Anim, why is the Gizba now being Mamashkin, this Leiva who's an Ani?
Why is he giving it back?
Let him have it too, if he's giving a tzedak for Anim. Elamai is Meyuchet for other Anim. Maybe there are other Anim who need it more. Maybe there are other Anim who need it more, or maybe this Ani already had his chance. He's been had this money for already a year, now it's time to pay. Now let another Ani have a chance to benefit from this money.
And the Krami,
that's up to the Kasha here.
Obviously,
he's
not being the Kari, right?
Right, the Kari, I am the money.
For the time being.
Right, it's only Havah, the Kari. He's going to have to give it back. All right. I hear the Kasha. All right. Let's learn a Ksais. Sifkat and Dalad. So he is talking about a case where Rama says a Yisoid, even though you're over the lav, mikomakam asha asa asa v'insarak lagzal la'achi yishalom loy. Even though you're over the lav, but you only have a chiv to give it back b'shas malach, and if a guy never needs it, you don't have to give it back till he pays up. Now, Batim, let's understand that. I mean, Batim, really, you should have to give it back immediately. What you did shouldn't have worked. But Zakhtan Gemara and Timur, there was a Chiddush HaKra that you have to give it back b'shas malacha, is the Charai that Shaloi b'shas malacha, Yekinin did work. Otherwise, we have to give it back miyat. No, vice toys, Yekinin does work, it just, you got to give it back b'shas malacha. But until shas malacha, you have a right to hold on to it. So, Frektik says like this. Look at the Ksais. He brings out the Gemara in Tumura, Parakul Ravid, Amma Kamanda, Amma Rakamanda, Lisavid, Yavid, Lamani, Varemashkin, what do you mean over there? You could hold on to it. And I'm the Gemara, Mishani, Shani Asam, Dixiv, Hashiv, Tashiv, that you have to give it back only Bishas Malacha, Vazezu, Tashiv, Tashiv, Konami, Abeger Amano, Uklai Yachal Nefesh. It touches up not only the regular Din Mashkin, it touches up even when you did a Be'issa of going to the house, even the other Isure Mashkin of Beger Amano, Klai Yachal Nefesh, you only have to give it back Bishas Malacha. Malacha commercial cause of sma, b'lechem b'hu nami yamin in the yavid mani, a befrektik says. If that's how we know that the yavid is mahani, because I see you only have to give it back b'shas malacha. Yeah, because the pasha has a chiva shavas ovid to a nani. So kum dais frektik says ela ba'asha for an asha kiven dolel likes if hashiv tashiv an asha you never have a chiva shavas ovid. So I don't have this pasik qualifying what my lav is, because for an usha I never had the chiv hashavas ha'ovid for bishas malacha. So neima, go back to the drawing board and say that for an usha yavid loy mahani. Say like this. I'm now let her do what I did. For an ani, there's a gilei akra that I only give it back b'shas malak. If I say it's two shas malak, I have a right to keep it. But by an usher, you never had that gilei akra. Because an usher, you never had a chiv shavas ovid. So it should go back to the klali, yavid loy mahani. So I should be stuck. For an usher, should be gora. An usher, should have to give back right away. The Rama says, for somebody who doesn't need it, I have a right to hold on to it till the end. If the guy doesn't need it, so I don't have this chiva. Let's say Osher doesn't. I never have a chiva shavat. It should be back to the drawing board. You have it like money. I have to give it back right away. So emphatic tzois after a long ariches, but look at the second to the last line. Zaktik tzois v'nira. The kaven. It's only one lav. So the kaven to kvar ripsa hatayra beloved the loisavi al beisai. The ovid mahani v'koinu la mashkin gabi yoni deksiv hashiv tashiv. So it's qualifying that this lav is different than any other lav in the Torah. This lav yavid is mani and came a mele gam gabi asher, even for an asher that I don't have the chiva asher tasher, but still a gili on the lav that it's kaina mashkin v'yavid mani, and it makes a lot of sense. It's pashit. It's one lav. That lav is it. That lav yavid mani, yavid lemani. Once you have a gili krof for an ani, that you could hold on to it. So it's. So you give it back to Shas Malachas. It's a gili akra that this lav yavid mani. Oh, so the gili akra. So even by an usher that doesn't have a chiva shavas ovid, you still have this gili akra. And Be'etzem Rabbi Yisai, this teretz you're going to have to say for many things, because you have to say it really for the Rama as well. The Rama says if you're talking about an item that the loiva doesn't need, you're allowed to hold it till the end. Now he's talking about an oni, but he's talking about a lav that the loiva, it's an item that the loiva doesn't need. Let's see, he has five rechaim, five kalim. He doesn't need this. He has five mattresses. He doesn't need this mattress. So if he doesn't need this mattress, I don't have a chiva shava. I don't have a chiva shava, so it should be yavid lo mahani. Why do I have to hold on to it and I should have to give it back right away? It's his vite. It's a gile akra that this lav is different. I'll give you another mashal. Rather, what I just told you is a tumim. The tumim Sivkot and Zayin says that by shar dvarm shein tzarkel aloiva, like aichol nefesh, these things and a chanami, you're going to have to say the same teretz of exayis. It's a gila akra. Who are doing? Let's say for gizber hegdish vaniim. A gizber hegdish we have a chiddish akra that there's no chiv hashava, right? As we just said, because loyti yitzdak, it doesn't pass by the bainu shulelam. So then, it should come out by a gizber hegdish vaniim. He should have to give it back right away. Because he doesn't have the gilei akra. And Levaita, the same thing, because the lav is the same lav. And we now know that this lav is a type of a lav. A yavid mani, it's different than all other lavim in the Torah. I say like the tumim as well in Sifkot and Yud Beis. I'll give you another. There's a couple of rais here. One second, there's supposed to be one more. All right, but on this, Grad, on this kasha, once we hear on this kasha about Gizba Hegdish and Gizba Aniyim, the Minchas Chinuch is the kasha, and he gives an interesanta teretz, a different teretz than the tumim. He doesn't say the teretz of teretz, that's a gila krah, that this lav is different. He says, the klalu mkala teretz kula, big chiddush, are yavid lay mahani? Why is yavid lay mahani? So, I would have said, the teretz says you can't do it, means you can't, it can't be done, it doesn't work to be done. No. He brings down from the Ponami Iris that it's a knas of the Torah. You did something wrong, we're not going to let you be a chayte niska, and it's as if you didn't do it. You think you did it, yavid le'mahani. You now let her do it. If you now let her do it, we're not going to let it work. So it's a knas of the Torah. Mele zakta minchas chinuch, shtickle time with the crowd, but zakta minchas chinuch, so bishloim, if you're the malv and you did something wrong, so kataina, okay, yavid le'mahani. Teshtet in the chiddush akar, no, this love is different. But if you give behegdish, who did something wrong? Did Manishon did something wrong? Chulila v'chas. It's the Gizbet did something wrong. Gizbet did something wrong on Hegdish's money. He shouldn't have done it. So therefore, because the Gizbet did something wrong, therefore we should penalize Hegdish. We should say, Hegdish, therefore you get a kanas and you got to give back the mashkin. The Gizbet of the Aniyim. Whose money it belongs to the Aniyim? Because the Gizbet of the Aniyim was shuldig and he did something wrong, so therefore we should kanas all the Aniyim that it belongs to, that they're going to have to give it back right away. He says, the whole svar of the Ovid Loi Mani doesn't pass by a Gizbet Hegdish Gizbet Aniyim because you're penalizing the wrong guy. The person you're penalizing is Hegdish Aniyim, the person that did the Aver is the Gizbet. So then it doesn't pass the whole svar. On the Gizbet Hegdish Aniyim, we would never have said the Ovid. That's why the Gizba Anim is allowed to hold on to the Mashkin. It's a different teretz than the Tumim.
How is it penalizing? He has and he shouldn't have.
So you're learning like I'm learning, right? But he's learning the panim here is that it's a knas shekonsa atoyer. It's not a knas, and we wouldn't penalize a guy who did something wrong. But this guy who didn't do something wrong, it's a hegdish who you're penalizing as a gizmo who did something wrong. All right, it's interesting to cheshbon. Sorry.
Same halacha says.
The same exact thing. If a shlig bezin did something that he wasn't supposed to, first of all, kipshuta, we're talking about a shlig bezin who did something that he was supposed to. It's talking about we did it a regular mashkin. But if you're telling me that the most talking about even klayok nefesh and he did something wrong, then who are in ekonami? The shlig bezin did something wrong, but he'll still have a chiva shavas of it. The malva still has a chiva shavas of it, and that's really a goin. If you look at the goin, it's of kan chav ches. Why did the most say k'may shlig bezin? So the goin ba'al ha'iris the chaim b'shlig bezin. Ain't tzarech to be maxi ela b'shas malacha. Do like k'moshe sasam b'shulchan aruch sivches, because the going touch up the machab over there in sivches says that by klei yochon nefesh went like the Rambam that if you over the law klei yochon nefesh, it's not nitik la'asei of hashavas of it. It's not subject. There is no gili akra on that law, and you have a chiv chazara immediately because you have a loymani. No, dosh teit in this machab ramon not like that. That it does work, and even for shliach bezdin who did the avera, it works, and you have a right to keep it. Same halacha. All right, Rabbi. So let's move on to Sif Yud Gimel, another halacha.
How
did Menachem
answer
Asher? Oh, yeah, he asked by a gizmo and hegner. I don't know what will he do by Asher, and what will he do by Shadvarm that the Leiva doesn't need. I don't know. All right, Sif Yud Gimel. We've been quoting this halacha numerous times, and finally we have it now. What?
If we always say Loi Mahani, by Gizbe is not child, but once you say the Klal Yom Loi Mahani, then it's Mahani.
No, he's trying to answer up this kasha. He's saying that if the Gizbe Hegdish doesn't have a Chiv Hashava, so you don't see the Gilei Akra of Hashava of it by a Gizbe taking a Mashkin, so Bezai, then it should be Yavid Loi Mahani, you should have to give it back right away. So Mimbe'ez looked at it, doesn't pass Yavid Loi Mahani because we don't penalize the Gizbe. We don't penalize the Hegdish on behalf of the Gizmus Meisim.
From
Asher, from other things. Yes. That's his kasha. So what did the Menachem going to do with all the other kashas? The Ksais, I don't know. But Adash Teit. All right, let's do Sif Yud Gimel. We've been quoting this halakha numerous times. Here it is. If the malva willingly, voluntarily, gave over the mashkin to the malva or to the shliach bezdin, even if it's kelim she'oisim ben oichol nefesh, moto lekachtam, you're allowed to take them. Contrary to the shitas haRambam, the Rambam holds that even if it was done midaita, even b'shas avah, you're never allowed to take klei yochol nefesh. Rubim kakulim of the Rishonim argue with the Rambam, and the Mechaba Paskins are not like the Rambam. We should really frame this Mechaba, because it's one of the only Mechabas in Shulchan Aruch and Choshen Mishpat that the Mechaba Paskins are not like the Rambam. In fact, I would say it's not one of the only, it's mamish, you can count them less mamish on one hand. And even in other places, when he does argue with the Rambam, he always, Kimendumani, brings down the Rambam and argues. He'll say, the Rambam holds like this, but all the Rishonim go like that. And here he goes against the Rambam without even bringing down the Rambam. A chiddush din. And Kiyadua, the reason why the Mechaba always goes like the Rambam, Agav, I'll tell it to you, is that even though in Arachayim, Yeridei, and Avanez, it's not true, the Rambam plays a major role, but not the only role. He goes 2 out of 3, his formula, Rif, Rosh, and Rambam. In Choshen Mishpat, the Beis Yosef writes many times, Kvar kibalnu shitas haRambam in inyoni mamin. That's it. We will makabel his shita. And that's why Kamat, the entire Choshen Mishpat, is mila b'mila the Rambam. Mechaba, Kamat all mechabers, kamat all are straight from the Rambam. Sometimes he'll chap on the Lashon HaTorah, but the halach is straight from a Rambam. And here he's going against the Rambam Shita. Chiddush mechaber. Frame this mechaber. Sorry?
Why is this different than Ribbis?
Because why Ribbis is a pasuk lehedit that says the loiv is now, let her do it. And over here, there is no pasuk. That's on the mouth, and not by the loiv. And the loiv is allowed to do it. That's why it's different ribs. Ribs is a mufusha pasuk that on the loiva, and over here there's no pasuk. Adraba. Not only that, let's even touch the pasuk. The pasuk says lo yachboil. Chavala means bal karchai. This is not bal karchai. He's doing it medaito. It's going to be fine.
Ram Shidis, is he still not allowed to do it?
Ram Hosi not allowed to do it.
So what's the pshat in the Rambam?
Why? Because Rambam understood that it's koilel everything. Good. But the Rishonim, where we go, like, Rishonim argue, and the Rishonim say, it's only talking about Shaloi B'Shasavo, like the Pasha talking about Shaloi B'Shasavo. All the Rishonim argue with the Rambam, and they say it's only talking about, their love is only Shaloi B'Shasavo, but B'Shasavo, it's done voluntarily, it's muta. Now, if you look in the Rishonim, when they argue with the Rambam, they argue with the Rambam only B'Shasavo. They say, B'Shasavo, you're allowed to do it. Comes along the Beder Kabayis, Rav Guvrev, the Beder Kabayis, and he says, if you're already arguing with the Rambam B'Shas Havah, then you could already argue with the Rambam that even Shaloi B'Shas Havah, if the Leivit gives it to you voluntarily, it's also going to be Mutah. Chiddush of the Beis Yosef. I hear the Svara. To the extent that we hold that when you give it voluntarily, it's fine, then you can give voluntarily even Shaloi B'Shas Havah. For some reason, all the Rishonim, when they argue with the Rambam, only mention Shas Havah. It's a Beis Yosef over here in the Beder Kabayis, and it's also a Bach in the end of Sif Yud Zayin. He also says, and he even says, and as he's mashm, he says, "Kumoshe pasak amachaba," something like that. Kosav amachaba, and that is the lashon machab. In midaitze masal amalva, mutu lekachdem. Doesn't say b'shasava. Stam. If it's midaitze, it's irrelevant. Shasava, shaloi b'shasava. You're always allowed to take it if he's willing to give it to loylam tikach. Take it if he's giving it to you. It's not a problem. All right. Now, truth be told, Rishonim, there are many Rishonim and Mavua like the Beis Yosef, that it's even what the Shaloi B'Shasavo. Just when they argue with the Rambam, they only mention Shasavo. But I'll share with the Olam, remind the Olam, there was a kasha we had from Machresha. The Rishonim has a kasha from Machresha. And Mishnah says, the Machresha, you give it back b'yoyim. In fact, the Rishonim, Machresha is klei ha-nefesh. You have no right to take it in the first case. So what case is the Mishnah talking about? And we have Fishina the Terutzim. Machresh is not klei yochel nefesh like the we paskin, maybe like places, and we had other truism. But if you recall, the Balamor and many Rishonim, the Rabbeinu Yonah, the Milanio, the Seifa Hashlamo, they all said that the Mishnah is talking about where the loiva voluntarily, it's too much loiva b'shasava, but nevertheless, it's talking about where the loiva voluntarily gave the malva the klei machresh, and of them shtei techiv hashavas avid, that you have to give it back b'yoyim b'shas malacha. Really, it is klei yochel nefesh, not like taisis. Machresh is really klei yochel nefesh, but you want to know what the akimt is. The akimt is, he's giving it willingly. I think Shlomi was mechaven then to that teretz of the Rishonim. He's giving it willingly. Memel, it's fine. But you see from all the Rishonim, who give this teretz, that even Shaloi B'Shasavah, that's what we're talking about, Shaloi B'Shasavah, if you give it willingly, you have a right to take it. Just, you have a chiv HaShavah Savit, you have to give it back, but you have a right to take it. It's Mufurush in the Rishonim, yes, like the Beder Kabayis. And even the Ravid, in the Kosov Sham, he has a sefer on the Balamor, and he argued with the Balamor, at least over there, and he says, what do you mean? How can you make such an akimt in the Mishnah if he's going to take it willingly? Naniach, I'm moided to you that if he gives it willingly, you have a right to take it. But then why should you have a chiv HaShavas Ovid? If he gives it to you willingly, maybe you shouldn't have a chiv HaShavas Ovid. And maybe later on we'll discuss that, if you have a chiv HaShavas Ovid, if you give it willingly. But at least even the Ravid who argues with the Balamor is moided to the Balamor in this prat that Shaloi B'Shasavo, if it's given to you, you have a right to take it.
Why didn't it have to be
Shalom Shasavah
there? For that
terrace,
you couldn't say it was given
B'Shasavah? No, because B'Shasavah, you never have a Chiv HaShavah Zavit. That's a different halakha. On any, there's never a Chiv HaShavah Zavit on Shasavah. It's only a Shalom B'Shasavah. We were going to learn, believe that in a later Sif.
The Machlekes Rishonim is only if you took it Shaloi B'Shasavah? The Rambam, Machlekes the Rambam?
No, Rambam over here, Ozzy, and now let her take the Issa to take Lech HaNefesh is B'Shasavah, like the Rambam. And we argue. The Chiv HaShavis HaOvit, the Chiv to return, that Chiv was only said Shaloi B'Shasavah. That's a Gemara, and we're going to see later on, a later Sif. So, if the Mishnah says that Yachiv HaShavis HaOvit, it has to be took Shaloi B'Shasavah. And of them states, in fact, the Rishonim, what's the case? And the Rishonim says, the case is where I gave it willingly. So you see, even though you gave it willingly, Shaloi B'Shasavah, you have a right to take it. And to Mefurisha Piskei Re'oz as well, the Piskei Re'oz in Perek Tes, Halacha Zayin, Ois Yutes, says, Adava Poshet, yes, if a guy gives it to you willingly, Avada, you have a right to take it. He says it for all the halachas, for Beged Almono, and for the din of entering the house. If he does it willingly, Avada, you have a right to take it. It's not a problem. And he says, like Masa Masha Kosov B'Tor, and Dovish of a moment, Shatanai Kayim, Avad, it's not a problem, you have a right to take it. So it's Mefurish Rishonim, and that's how we pass, and not like the Rambam, they have a right to take it, even Shaloi B'Shas Tavo. All right. Hu Adin, Sakta Poiskim, the Shulchan Aruch Harav. So hu adin, and I just told you, sort of like the Piskei Rav says it as well, hu adin, not only legabi the issa of klei echa nefesh, but the issa to enter the guy's house, hu adin, if the loiva tells the malva, come to my house and I'll give you a mashkin, the malva has a right to enter his house. If he says, come into my house. If he tells him, come into my house and I'll give you a mashkin, there is no issa loisave al beisai, because it was done willingly. The loivet instructed the malva to come into his house. So there is no issa. It's like masa mashkasu pater, but davashab a moment, tonight come. It's not a problem. You have a right to come into the house.
I'm noted to that also. No,
we're going not like the Rambam. Not like the Rambam. Well, the way we paskin, hu adin by shadvam, by beged almano, and hu adin legabed iso leisave al beisai, if he was instructed to come into his house, he has a right to come in. Isaiah Zakhtar Shulchan HaKarav over here, Sif Yudzayin, Pashtis. No, even by beged almano, he goes on the Rambam. Right. Even willingly, right. But the Shulchan HaKarav and Sif Yudzayin, Aves Chesed over here, and Klal Zayin, Sif Katan Dalet, they both say this halacha, that hu adin legabe this halacha, it's also going to be mutar. Just Aves Chesed is Maisev, a nice chav, and he says that if he told him to come into my house and I'll give you a mashkin, that gives you a right to get into his house. So you pass the doorway, but you have no right to take a mashkin. You can't choose the mashkin you want. Because if you're going to choose the mashkin, then you're entering his house and taking a mashkin from him. You have to wait and sit there like a toddler and wait till he gives you the mashkin that he wants to give you. But you have no right to take your... Sorry?
But he can change his mind.
No. When he changes his mind, when?
Once he called you and he said, and then he says, no, I don't want to give you, so he has no right to take. Right,
100%. Yeah. Hey, well, no, once he, well, I'm like, if he get, no, I entered the house willingly, and now if he tells me I'm not giving a mashkin, so the mother will walk out of the house. Or now he's not coming for the mashkin. Now he'll come to Shmuz about.
If he does take,
so he has his right to take. Now he took. What's the problem?
If he told him to come, I'll give you a mashkin. Then he changed his mind.
When did he change his mind? Before he took or after he took?
Before.
Oh, then Avadi's going to be Avinissa. 100%. And now he takes Avadi's going to be Avinissa if he changes his mind before. But Zakta Arvas Kaze, if you have a right to get into the house, it doesn't give you a right to take any mashkin you want. But Lechaira, if, let's take it to the next step. If the loiva tells the malva, come into my house and help yourself and take any mashkin you want, then Avada Lechaira, you have to help yourself and come in and take any mashkin you want. That would be fine. Because that was done midas aloiva. It shouldn't be a problem. There is a Aruch HaShulchan over here. Minyano, the Aruch HaShulchan wants a tiny chiddush in Sif Ches. He says that if you were masne b'shas tahava, so now we're talking about b'shas tahava. I made a masna. It could be masna pashas. It could be masna. I was masna b'shas tahava that has a right to take a mashkin from me, and he could take. And I even told him he could take any mashkin he wants. Zogt Aruch HaShulchan, still he has no right to take klei echa nefesh. Why? Because that, and you have to say it, because that which he said he could take any mashkin he wants is sort of any mashkin that you're allowed to take, not including klei echa nefesh. You still wouldn't have a right to chiddush. He's trying to make shalom between the Rambam and the other Rishonim. He wants to say the Rambam never said it's Allah, if the guy gave him midaita, you have a right to take it. The Rambam is talking about such an interesting case that the loiva told the malva he could help himself, and on that, took the Rambam, but you can't take echa nefesh because the helping himself sort of didn't include even klei echa nefesh. And that the other Rishonim would also be midaita too. He's trying to make a pshara here, and my man, it's a big chiddush. But again, if you say lehedya that you could take even klei echa nefesh, lecharya should be mota. But even the Aruch HaShulchan adds v'tzarchin ledina, if the other Rishonim would be midaita b'chai gavna, that should be also. Lenizayim is a big chiddush. If the guy says you can help yourself take any mashkin you want, that means you can take any mashkin you want, including klei echa nefesh. And he's trying to make up shar, but you see, all the Rishonim learned the Rambam, not like the Aruch HaShulchan. But I said anything. Anything means even.
Masna means I may say specifically this. That's not kind. You can't take it.
All right. It's a chiddush. It's still a chiddush. Okay. Fine.
This oracle nafish, I mean, let's say he takes a heater in the middle of the winter. Guy can't live there right now. So is that called, you're not allowed to go in to take it, something like that?
That's
unbegged. Wait a minute, he needs it, but that doesn't make it clay or konefish.
I know, it's not clay.
Right, and he gave it to me?
He went in the...
I went in Shalei Gadin. So he went in Shalei Gadin. Now, Malva was never allowed to help himself to a mashkin. He went in Shalei Gadin. So he saw Vel Beisai.
Certain things, even if he was allowed to go in, it took that.
So he's kinda.
It's no problem.
Big problem. He was Avinissa, just he has a Kenyan. And he only has to give it back, b'shas malacha.
What is it called? It's not called the Kli Echanafis. No, it's not
Kli Echanafis. He's over to Lava Lisavel Beisai. And you only have to give it to give back when the person needs it. All right, let's go on to, there's another chiddush of the Sham Mishpat. It needs a little hagdom here, but there is a shitas rimigash that's mechadish for other things, for inyan moide b'miktsas, other things, but there's a shitas rimigash that is that a malvak. In order to be kind of mashkin, you need a proper kinin in a mashkin. And Mamela Zakhtar Rimagash, that if a malva does a maisa meshicha on a mashkin, his meshicha won't work. That's not a proper kinin to work on a mashkin. Why not? Everyone mutches, a bunch of kinin want to say pshat. Kipshuta, the reason is mashkin, meshicha works something to be yours. But something just have a schus mashkin in, but still belongs fundamentally to the loiva, that meshicha can't. Do can convey such a transfer, and Mamela Meshika doesn't work. Maybe it does.
There's more than something else.
Oh, you're saying a different problem. You're saying a different problem. Okay, fine.
So which
can you have? So Mamela Sazakt Rimagash, that if a guy takes a mashkin shaloi b'shas tahava, betim, he should never have a kinyan mashkin. The kinyan won't work. Bishlam, if he takes a b'shas tahava, so he gave money. And in exchange of that money, he gets a mashkin. So like kesef, it's a maisa kesef kinyan, and kesef is koina. So kesef is koina against the mashkin. But shaloi b'shas ava, that all the kesef is already long spent. It was loitza nitna. So the only thing you have is a maisa mashikha you do. It's a bad kinyan. If you can't be koina, mamele, you don't have a kinyan in this mashkin. So once you have...
Sorry?
Yes, even hagbo also. So Mameli says that l'chayra, that which b'alchayv is kind of mashkin, is dafka l'chayra has to be b'shas avah. We know that a b'alchayv is kind of mashkin, even shaloi b'shas avah. Right, if bezin goes down, if a shlik bezin goes and takes the mashkin, b'alchayv avada, even shaloi b'shas avah, does state in the pasuk l'chati it's dakas, you see b'alchayv is kind of mashkin. That's exeris ha-kosif, a maisiv bezdin, that it was a kinyan. Doesn't work with Meshicha. It works, it's a Gevayna de Beidina, it's a Maisa Bezid, and that's how it works. So that then comes along, I'll go even further. What happens if you help yourself to the Mashkin, Shaloi Kedin, Shaloi B'Shas Tava, will you be Kaina? That's a Machlekes Achreinim had to touch up the Rimagash. Ksais holds no, it has to be Dafka Maisa Bezin, and others say that it's like a Maisa Bezin. You took it Ke'ein a Maisa Bezin because you helped yourself, and that's how you were coined. You did a Balkoch and you did like a Maisa Bezin, you were coined it. Or the Sham Mishpat here says, because it's a special Gzeris HaKosef, since you were over love, and of them Shaitan Yavid Mahani, because you only have to give it back B'Shas Malacha. So you see that Iovid Mahani till the Shas Malacha. So it's again a Gzeris HaKosef. Betzim, you shouldn't be Koina. But at the end of the day, Rabbi said, if it's not B'Shas Avah, and it's not done Aidei Bezdin, and it's not done B'Issa, you're left with voluntarily taking a Mashkin, Shalei B'Shas Avah, there's no Gzeris HaKosef, and you don't have a Kinyan. You don't have a Kinyan Mashkin. So Memelo Zakta Shamish, but if you hold cup, if you have this Cheshvin, Zakta Shamish, and Sivkatan Beis, so it should come out that if the Loiva gave the Malva, Midaitoi, this Mashkin, Shaloi B'Shas Talva, that you were really never Kinyan anyway, so you had a right to take a Kleocha Nefesh, because, let me go like the Rishonim, he gave it willingly, there's no Issa. But now, all of a sudden, the Loiva starts to cry, one second, I gave up my Kleocha Nefesh, I want it back. Now, Zokta Shamish, but if the Malva doesn't give it back immediately, he's now Oiva Lav Daraisa of Layakba Rechav Rechaim. He's Oiva Lav of taking Kleyachon Evish. Because he never had a Kinyan in the Mashkin. If he already got the Kinyan in the Mashkin, so he said 100 times, Avada, you could take it and give it back and take it again because it's already got a Kinyan, it's yours. But a Malva who takes something with the Loiva's permission is worse off. If he did it, then Gzeris HaKosef, he's koina. But if he did it with the Loiva's permission, so there is no Gzeris HaKosef, he's ends up without any kinyan in this mashkin. So because when the Loiva allows him, so it's a passive consent, he's allowing the Malva to hold on to it, fine, he's not doing anything. But the second the Loiva objects, now you got to give it back immediately because you're holding on to my mashkin, my Yoichel Nevesh, like it didn't, give it back. And if you don't, you're going to be over the love of Kli Yoichel Nevesh.
Why isn't that considered a Kenyan? Below, the Lova gave him the permission and he did his Maisa Kenyan.
What is the
Ma'isa Kinyan
anyway? What does it give him?
There is no
Ma'isa Kinyan. What is the Ma'isa Kinyan given
B'chalal? Kinyan in the Mashkin. What is his chus? It's a chus that Shemitah won't be Mishamit. It's a chus that you're allowed to be given from the Yisayim and Metaltalin. That's it. You have a Kinyan Gviya in this Chayfet. You have a right to hold on to the Chayfet for a Gviya. That's what Mashkin is. So, what's going to happen is, correct. You're going to be overlaying, right? So it's going to, well, L'chayru, you can be over the Akbar out of Kinyan, you do still a Mice and a Tila, but it's a catch 22, because the second you're over the love, then you'll have the Kinyan. Because that's exactly the cause of the Ovid Mahani. No, the Natila that you just did now is a Kinyan.
What happens if it's sitting in my house? No, but
if he... So if he starts to cry, I have to give it back right away. And if I don't, then I'm going to be over the love.
So
it's not working. No, this is... Maybe I can say I want to hold on to it against my chayv. Maybe not. I hear maybe Taki Rehav Gzeila too. But you can be over layak with a chayv.
Of course, if you took a bath, it's the same thing.
So he wants to say the chiddush akra of Yavad Mahani here was only Yavad. If you did something bissa, but if you did it behati, he gave it to you voluntarily. I should add, Rabbi, you say, Leite Shah Mitchell Lechayra Kol Shekein Lechayra. If I took it willingly, consent, and then I gave it back b'shas melacha, so it's not even mine, I don't even have it by me, and now I would like to go ahead and take it back out of the Levi's Rishus, I have no right, because I never had the fundamental kinyan in it, and I'll have to get permission from the Levi again. Every time I want to take it back from the Levi, I would have to get the Levi's permission again, because I never had the kinyan in the Mashkin in the first place.
The Levi doesn't give it to you, in fact, so you can't take it.
And Akonami? No. But if I would have had a kinyan in it, if I would have had the kinyan in the Mashkin, I'm allowed to go inside and take it back. I'm only coming to take this which belongs to me. It belongs to me. I already have a kinyan in it. I'm not going for anything else other than my mashkin that I already have a kinyan in. But since I don't have a kinyan in this, I'm now allowed to keep on taking it back because I don't have a kinyan in it.
What constitutes a ma'isa kinyan?
A ma'isa kinyan normally is any other kinyan that you have a kala terikula, mashika, hagba. But that doesn't work for a mashkin.
What works for a mashkin?
It doesn't. Kesef. Kesef.
Only kesef.
Taval. Maybe we could make chalipin. We'll figure it out. Maybe other things will work. Chalipin is shaila. But
anything shelo b'shas alva doesn't have a kinyan.
Anything shelo b'shas alva, which was done voluntarily of the loiva, will not have a kinyan. If it's done by kach of the loiva, that's a ma'isa bezdin, or that's the love of the Torah that he ovid mahani. But if it's done willingly, it's much like this. If it's done willingly, kumtas, I don't have the kinyan emela. I have to give it back immediately. And he's blibes tzarechin ladina on this halacha.
If I lock the door on this cleated to my house, and he wants it back.
I already made the kinyan. I didn't make a kinyan. Didn't make any kinyan.
So
if I lock the door and the chevet is in my house, so now it's in my rishus, so now it's in my chotzah, so now I'll have a kinyan in it. So now luchar al b'yoyva. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It's not worse. So never is worse.
But here I did it voluntarily. He gave it to me voluntarily. So mamela, I never have the ma'isa kinyan.
How do you have it worse off? When you take it now, you're going to be kind of, you're going to have your kinyan.
You're right. And now if I take it, I'll have my kinyan. But now I'll be over Nissa. No, I won't be worse. But now I'll be over Nissa. The Shamish was, you're right. But Shamish is saying, don't hold it back. Don't withhold it. You now let it withhold it. Because just because you had it the last year doesn't give you a right to continue to withhold it because you never have a kinyan in it. It's a blitz chiddish. Avad, if you went ahead and you withhold it anyway, avad, you're not worse off. Avada, you now make the kinyan, but now you'll be over the lab. We're trying to avoid being over this lab. Sorry?
Lock on his door on
Yenin's door? So that we have over before and said, Vav, you're not over there, sir.
Well, he's telling me, yeah.
Because I did a ma'isa netila, because I took it. The ma'isa is, Rabbi Isai, the Shah Mishmat himself, like Sorkin Ledina, to find it's a big pella that even said such a halakha. Because if you look, if I could trouble you, look in Sif Tezayin, it's the next page. Not like him. We don't pass him like the Rimagash. It says, "Echad amamashkin eskavei bebezdin, ve'echad shemishkinay biyadik bezroya, oy midas haloiva." The loiva gave it to you willingly. Shteit in halacha. All these halachas. Hare mitzvah lagzel lo yovet beishu tzarech loy. Aye, so why did you take it and came mamoy lo amashkin? Kedei sorlash shalayashman achiv b'shvius. You have a kinyan in it that now it's yours that shmi can't be mishamit. V'lo yasem etatol etzabonov. You have a kinyan in it that now the yisaimim can't walk away with it because it's your metaltolin. You have a kinyan in it. It's a real kinyan in this mashkin. And one of the cases of the Mechabit, which is the Rambam, gives that was done midah. Das Haloiva. There's a Mefusha Psak Halacha. No one argues La Halacha over here. And Mefusha Psak of the Mechaba, Rama agrees that we don't pass like the Rimagash. That if you take this Mashkin, even if it's given to you willingly, you do have a Kinyan. Even if it's done, Shalei B'Shas Ava. So if you do have a Kinyan in it, so even though now he changes his mind, tough. He can't change his mind. I already have a Kinyan. I'm not going to be even a Yisurim. It's a very funny thing. He brings on this Rimagash. He should have quoted Tzivtei Zayin. I'm not sure why he didn't. Elamite, maybe he means to say that even though we paskin like it, but for the Issa Deraisa, for the Suffolk Issa Deraisa, we should be chosh for the Shitas Rimagash. No. That chosh, you should have brought down the Tzivtei Zayin. We paskin like it, not like the Rimagash. I don't know what, I'm not sure what he wants.
What's the use of taking the Mashkin? No one can you, Shvi's going to Mashamid it. I have to give back, he changes his mind. So what's the use of taking it?
And the Chanami said, don't take it. No one has to take it. No one has to take it. The kasha was in K Mamo means in the Torah gave you a right for the mashkin. So why did the Torah give you this kinyan mashkin? What does it help? It helps a few things. And Echnami, if you don't have a kinyan, it helps for nothing. Sutaka, don't take it in the first place. And Echnami.
Does that help?
Sorry?
If you got
Rishus in the Star, oh, Bishtar. Will Star be a proper kinyan? You have to go through the Svaris of the Achrainim, why kinyan mashika doesn't work, and see why Star might be better. Tzitaka and Star might be better, just like Kesef is better. Maybe. Maybe. All right. I just want to. We're running out of time here. I was hoping to get to the next sif. Okay, let's see. But another halacha I want to discuss, and that is, could you make a tnai? Could a loiva make a tnai b'shas tahava? We write up shtaris, and gemach shtaris, we should add this clause into the shtar. The loiva is masna machakasa b'teira, and gives the malva full rishos to enter his house at any time, to take any mashkin, including klei echo nefesh, and even if the loiva is an almana. And it's a rishus. You'd be master mashakos of Batayra for the issa of entering the house, for the issa of kleichu nefesh, for the issa of beged almana, and lechayit should work. Master mashakos. We find such a concept later on in Sif Chav Ches. The Mechaba paskins that you're allowed to be master mashakos of Batayra for the inyan of mesadrin. The Torah says you have to let the loiva breathe and give him his leave over his basic necessities mesadrin. But if the loiva is masna in the shtar, I feel like I'm a glimmed akaspoi, and I'm not going to be misogyn. You don't have to give me the right to misogyn. And a chanami, masa mecha kasa batara works.
Misogyn is a dinderaisa?
Habada.
What's glimmed akaspoi? Doesn't that mean that?
No, that's, I'm being massive. If I'm masa, I'm masha kasa batara, tonight kaim. So just like tonight kaim works for the Indian misogyn, let it work for this Indian as well, for the isurim of entering the house, Kleo Konevish and Began Omano.
You mentioned before, and my question when comparing with Ribbis, by Ribbis as a Isa for the Loba, Isa for the Malba.
Right, here there's not.
But by there still is an Isa of the Malba to go in.
Correct. But every time there's an Isa, because whenever there's an Isa b'Davisha b'Mamin, the halakha is tonight kayim. We paskin that you're allowed to be master machkasa b'Torah and Davisha b'Mamin. If it's fundamental, if the Isa is a Mamin, it's Dika Isa. If the Torah was Niza Alta, Bein Adam Lakaver Dika Isa, if the Chav himself doesn't object, other of his masna that you're allowed to do it, then the Torah certainly is not going to make an objection. Correct. Ribbis is different because it's exeris a cause that even if the loiva doesn't object, it's still awesome. Correct. It's a nissa, not an it's a moment.
Why is it different?
That's because exeris a cause that even the loiva has a nissa. So you see, that so the loiva doesn't help. But over here, we don't have such exeris a cause. So
with mamun.
I'm telling you, by ribbis is a special issa, it says mufush in the Torah, even by a loiva. So we see that the loiva's consent doesn't help. And over here, we pass like the rishayin of the loiva's consent does help.
Why do they pass in that way?
Because over here, the Torah doesn't ask the loiva to give it.
But it
asks the malva
from taking it.
Correct. That's the malva's now let her do a lot of things. The malva's now let her steal. But if the nigzala lets the malva steal, then the malva's allowed to steal, right? If a Ruvain, right? It's a davish of a moment. It's fundamentally done to protect the other person. And if the other person who is the Torah is trying to protect is master machakas with Torah and says, I don't need the protection. I'm being master that you're allowed to do it nevertheless, then you're allowed to do it. So Mamela frekt. No, in fact, the Kler, the Pischei Sha'arim, and the Mayane Chachma over here, and Kuftez Vavam and Aleph, they Kler the Shiloh, it will be Mahani a Tanai or not, just like we find by Mesajin, a Tanai works, maybe over here too, the Tanai will work. And the Mayane Chachma bleib Sarachin Ladin, and the Pischei Sha'arim is noted that here the Tanai will not work, because he wanted to say it's a Milsa de Isura. The reason why the Torah answered it fundamentally is an Isadika. din, not a mum nistika din, and he can't be a masa mashakasa batari if it's a dovish issa. Just like ribis is a dovish issa, well, they're touching up not to take a clear konefesh or beggar almana or entering the guy's house is then issa tikadin somehow, I don't know why. I can't figure out. I'm just telling you what to pick the charm. And merely he's noited to say, and he brings a shtickle raya, which the God of Minya Chakam brings a similar raya, that a shtickle raya, knap raya, in the Gemara that you see that Tanai will not work. And merely says it's a milsa di yisura. Now the pella is that l'chayr, dashtet faket. I don't know what he's got. The mechabishet faket. It must be das alive. If the doiva willingly does it, he gives it. If he willingly gives it, it's mata. Had it been an issa dikadin, the life is consent. Won't help. If I see the Leivitz consent helps, and by the way, the rabbi said the Leivitz consent helps not only for entering his house. I mean, we've got a machabes to Maklei Konevich, but not only for Klei Konevich, it works for entering the house and it works for Beged Amon as well. That's how we pass him like these Rishonim. So if we pass like these Rishonim, then it should work. What's he saying? Avada Matzah Meshukasa Batayah should work. And not only that, the Riyaz, when the Riyaz says this halacha, that midas ha'loiva works for all these yisurim, even shalev b'shas havah, the Riyaz says, lehenja, because masna ha'masha kaza b'tayya b'davish b'mamin t'nai kayim. So you see, the Riyaz applies this principle, that it's a masna ha'masha kaza b'tayya b'davish b'mamin, even to these yisurim, lehenja, it's a mefush Riyaz. So lehenja, we have Rishonim, and Pasha it's a din, that you could make a t'nai, and the t'nai will work, just like you can make a t'nai, a misajin, who would then you allow to make a t'nai to take away the issa of Beged Almana, to take away the issa of Klei Yechol Nefesh, and take away the issa of Leisav Abay. So it would be a nice thing. The problem is that I don't have anyone in print, I mean, other than the Sriyaz, very nice, but I don't have anyone in print who clears the Shail and says to the Hedi Yitzmut. I mean, what went on here? You have Menach Hakam and Pizkashem both clear. Bleib Tzarchi in the Shtekel, or Pizkashem even Zmachmer. And, you know, I'm Shtekel scared, I'm being mad at Nisa Daraisa. But Lachay, Doshtet, like the Rambam, I mean, let's bring it out. Like the Rambam, he's 100% right. If the Rambam says even Medas Aloiv, it's also the Vaisais in the Rambam, it's a Milsa Di Sura, and the Loiv's consent doesn't work, and Avad, the Masa Mashakasa Bater wouldn't work. But Lididan, that we pass like all the Rishonim, not like the Rambam, that consent works, then the Masa Mashakasa Bater should work. And it's even the Mashmoys of Rosh Hashukhan also. Rosh Hashukhan just says that if you Masna Bashas Tava, that you could take any Mashkin you want, you still can't take a Kol Nefesh, but it's not because the consent didn't go on that. But L'chayr, if you say L'hedya on that, it would go on that too, and you're allowed to come in. You're allowed to come in, you're allowed to take a Kol Nefesh. L'chayr, these Yisurim, like the Shulchan Aruch Ravna and the Chavos Chaim we mentioned before, if you make give him permission to come in, L'chayr, if you mask them to give permission to come in, it should also work. L'chayr, halakha l'mayis, it should work. I'm just a bit nervous, unless I see a mamish mefush in print. I have a Rishon, or Driyaz.
Why
doesn't Chava
say
that you lokach
halayit? Maybe a
tenai
where the
lekicha
is being done
when
the
leiver
is anything is a step under? Is that he doesn't allow it?
I know if you hold like the Aruch Shulchan, then the masa the dik is good because that was the masa. The masa is dafk if he gave it because if he just gave you rishus to come in, you still can't take klei kol nefesh because the consent doesn't include klei kol nefesh. That will be good. But lechayr the Aruch Shulchan is a big chiddush and pashas. Masa just means that's a sign of consent. Lechayr, if you make the tenai should work. And once you made the tenai lechayr, Rabbi Sai, if you made the time b'shas avod, the tenai is kayim, and now you can't renege on that tenai. You can't say, okay, tomorrow I change my mind, and now don't come in and take lechayr nefesh. It was already chal. This is the kin in the terms of the avod that I have a right to enter, I have a right to take lechayr nefesh, I have a right to take even for beggar almana. Lechayr, it should work. All right, maybe we'll find oid chazayin in it. Rabbi, we ran out of time here. All right, Belina. The next week we're going to do yidalid, which talks about almana. It's a whole maima muska, the love of almana, very good shmak. All right, agutavach.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.